Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
My fact this week is that Andy Warhol would regularly have his wig cut by a barber and then return the following month wearing a new, longer wig.
Hello, we are No Such Thing as a Fish. We are a British podcast all about facts and trivia and everything interesting in the whole wide world.
We cover everything from pufferfish rectums to the moon to mangrove forest. What else do we do, James?
Oh, well, what about the fact that in 1936, a robot in California shot its inventor in the head?
There you go. If you're intrigued to hear more, peppered with some bad puns and some crude jokes, then check us out. We are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
My fact this week is that Andy Warhol would regularly have his wig cut by a barber and then return the following month wearing a new, longer wig.
Hello, we are No Such Thing as a Fish. We are a British podcast all about facts and trivia and everything interesting in the whole wide world.
We cover everything from pufferfish rectums to the moon to mangrove forest. What else do we do, James?
Oh, well, what about the fact that in 1936, a robot in California shot its inventor in the head?
There you go. If you're intrigued to hear more, peppered with some bad puns and some crude jokes, then check us out. We are No Such Thing as a Fish.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
Hey, shocking plot twist. The Menendez brothers might not get out of jail or prison. Who knows what's going to happen here? Because this all started what? This was like back in...
It was before Thanksgiving, I think.
Because everybody's like, oh, then maybe they'll be out for Thanksgiving. Nope, that didn't happen. Maybe they'll be out for Christmas to see Santa come down the chimney at their old house. Oh, wait, that'd be horrible. That didn't happen. But an election did take place. And then the DA that originally said, hey, we think you should be released, didn't get reelected. And the new DA, well... He's opposed. He doesn't agree. Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman has formally opposed granting Eric and Lyle Menendez a new trial for the 1989 killings of their parents, dismissing their latest appeal as another attempt to rewrite history, despite all we know about the abuse and all that. I like how sometimes people can just completely put blinders on. I don't like it, but I'm amazed by it. And then keep walking their path. Like, nope, I didn't see any of that right there. That wasn't a train wreck or anything, or somebody abusing children. Nope, didn't see it. Keep going. Citing what he called a pattern of lies and deception, Hochman said the brothers' ever-changing narratives undermine their claims of self-defense. Eric and Lyle Menendez had told five different versions of what happened, Hochman stated, pointing to past inconsistencies, including the brothers' initial suggestions that their parents were killed in a mafia hit and their solicitation of a friend to falsify a claim that she had been raped by their father, Jose Menendez. The Menendez brothers have spent over three decades behind bars for the murders of Jose and Kitty Menendez and their Beverly Hills mansion. Prosecutors successfully argued in their second trial that they likely killed their parents out of greed, admitting to aiming to inherit their family's multi-million dollar fortune. The brothers, however, have long maintained that they acted in self-defense. defense after years of sexual and emotional abuse at the hands of their father. Their last bid for a new trial hinges on what they claim is fresh evidence supporting their abuse allegations. It includes a 1988 letter written by Eric Menendez to his cousin, in which he detailed the ongoing abuse, the accusations from former Menudo band member Roy Roselio, who has publicly stated that Jose Menendez raped him when he was a teenager. Despite this, Hotchman stated that the sexual abuse allegations do not change the core issue of the case, murder. He called statements from a defense attorney during the brothers' original trials who acknowledged that sexual abuse alone was not justification for killing. For self-defense to apply, they need to have an imminent fear that their parents would kill them. Hockman argued, reinforcing his position that the murders were premeditated rather than reactive. Legal analysts say that while a new trial is unlikely, the possibility of resentencing based on rehabilitation remains open. Nina Romani, a former federal prosecutor and used to be a frequent guest on this show, noted that Hockman's emphasis on the brothers' deception suggested he will likely oppose any effort on leniency. But given that Hockman talked at length about the Menendez brothers' lies, I think this is less likely, Romani said. Although Hockman said he has not made a decision on resentencing, reading the tea leaves, I'm guessing he will oppose. The Menendez case continues to capture a lot of attention. Decades after its first making its headlines, its renewed interest has surged following Netflix true crime documentary series, which highlighted the abuse allegations and led to calls for a reassessment of their sentences. However, Hockman's stance signals that he will not be swayed by public sentiment. Criminal defense attorney Louis Shapiro said the district attorney's statement was a clear message. He is saying they follow the law, pure and simple, Shapiro said. His demeanor and tone tells you he is not sympathetic to the Menendez brothers' cause. Supporters of the Menendez brothers, including relatives, expressed their frustration with Hockman's position. The Justice for Eric and Lyle Coalition, an advocacy group pushing for their release, strongly criticized the remarks. Abuse does not exist in a vacuum, the group stated in the statement. To say it played no role in Eric and Lyle's action is to ignore decades of psychological research and basic human understanding. Family members who support the brothers' release were also very vocal in their disappointment. We are profoundly disappointed by Hockman's remarks, in which he effectively tore up new evidence and discredited the trauma they experienced, they said in a joint statement. As the debate continues, next key decision will be whether the Menendez brothers could have a new sentence. California Governor Gavin Newsom has said he will not weigh in on clemency until after Hockman makes a final decision on resentencing. So, with Hockman set to review the case in the coming weeks, the brothers' fate remains very much uncertain. I don't know.
Wasn't 30 years enough?
I'm going to guess Gavin Newsom's going to let them out if this fails.
I sure hope so. Especially with the new evidence coming to light. And that's really frustrating to me that they won't even look at it. It's like, no, sorry. We made a decision 30 years ago. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, if they looked at it, then they'd have to, you know, go back and question that decision that was made 30 years ago, which I think it's safe to say we can go back and take a look at it, because it's not like these are the folks that made that decision at the time.
Right.
So different courts, different everybody. And just being a human being, it shouldn't be a political issue to let the Menendez brothers. It's just like, look at the facts of the case. Yeah, these kids were abused. Did they have a good life outside of the abuse? If you consider financial abilities good, then yes, they were very, very privileged in that area while living through hell as their father raped them at night. So mix all that together through your formative years, and then you get the monster type characters that you kind of had when they became late teens and early 20s. And wanting to seek revenge, having no real morals or guidelines or a good compass on how to handle anything, because look what dad was doing. That's what you get. You're going to get people who are out of control, who are then going to be very scared of getting caught at doing something that they know is right, but no one else is going to understand. So yes, they're going to make up shit in the heat of those moments. Yes, they will. And is it partly going to be, is there going to be some greed there? Of course. They're going to be thinking, they're dead. Great. We got the money and we can move on. So yeah, money does play a part in it. Is it the true motive for the murder? No. Is it a nice side benefit of killing your abuser who was so horrific to you and any other number of children that we still don't know the number to yet? Yeah, I get that's kind of fun to go on Rodeo Drive and go for a little shopping spree after knocking off a child predator. I could see that.
Yeah, to me, if you know better, you do better. And back then, we didn't really have the mental capacity to recognize that boys can be abused as well.
Yeah.
Well, we do now. We understand this. And now that the new evidence has come to light, why can't we do something different?
We did. Nobody just wanted to admit it. Nobody wanted to talk about it. Like, no, that can't happen. It can't possibly happen. What happened? Didn't your brother or somebody have something with the priest back in? We don't talk about that. But wasn't that? That doesn't happen. It's like that doesn't happen. We don't talk about it. It's just this wall where boys couldn't speak and men didn't want to talk about it or admit to anything. I mean, they were the victims, and that's how that shit has gone on for fucking ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but that was the attitude back then, without a doubt. And it's kind of amazing how far we've come in 30 years, because you know what? In the 90s, we thought we were pretty progressive, and the 2000s, and then, you know, the teens, and now we're in the 20s. Like, you get to see how that progresses and just how different not that long ago was.
Yeah, it really wasn't that long ago.
No.
Wow.
Well, but here's a fun one for you, Stacey. If we're looking back to those years, and equivalency we're looking back now, if we were to do that in the years of working in radio together, we'd be looking back at like the Mad Men era. That's about the distance of time.
Isn't that crazy to think about?
That is crazy to think about.
Wow. A lot's changed.
And that seemed like such a far off bygone era, but we were younger too. And the more you live, the more you're like, oh shit, things really do change quite a bit in not a massive amount of time.
It's true.
And that's, I mean, just the perception on this case is very interesting to how it all plays out today as opposed to how it played out back then in 1989.
The latest true crime stories, expert breakdowns, and shocking twists all in one place. Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
My fact this week is that Andy Warhol would regularly have his wig cut by a barber and then return the following month wearing a new, longer wig.
Hello, we are No Such Thing as a Fish. We are a British podcast all about facts and trivia and everything interesting in the whole wide world.
We cover everything from pufferfish rectums to the moon to mangrove forest. What else do we do, James?
Oh, well, what about the fact that in 1936, a robot in California shot its inventor in the head?
There you go. If you're intrigued to hear more, peppered with some bad puns and some crude jokes, then check us out. We are No Such Thing as a Fish.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
My fact this week is that Andy Warhol would regularly have his wig cut by a barber and then return the following month wearing a new, longer wig.
Hello, we are No Such Thing as a Fish. We are a British podcast all about facts and trivia and everything interesting in the whole wide world.
We cover everything from pufferfish rectums to the moon to mangrove forest. What else do we do, James?
Oh, well, what about the fact that in 1936, a robot in California shot its inventor in the head?
There you go. If you're intrigued to hear more, peppered with some bad puns and some crude jokes, then check us out. We are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
My fact this week is that Andy Warhol would regularly have his wig cut by a barber and then return the following month wearing a new, longer wig.
Hello, we are No Such Thing as a Fish. We are a British podcast all about facts and trivia and everything interesting in the whole wide world.
We cover everything from pufferfish rectums to the moon to mangrove forest. What else do we do, James?
Oh, well, what about the fact that in 1936, a robot in California shot its inventor in the head?
There you go. If you're intrigued to hear more, peppered with some bad puns and some crude jokes, then check us out. We are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
My fact this week is that Andy Warhol would regularly have his wig cut by a barber and then return the following month wearing a new, longer wig.
Hello, we are No Such Thing as a Fish. We are a British podcast all about facts and trivia and everything interesting in the whole wide world.
We cover everything from pufferfish rectums to the moon to mangrove forest. What else do we do, James?
Oh, well, what about the fact that in 1936, a robot in California shot its inventor in the head?
There you go. If you're intrigued to hear more, peppered with some bad puns and some crude jokes, then check us out. We are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They're also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
My fact this week is that Andy Warhol would regularly have his wig cut by a barber and then return the following month wearing a new, longer wig.
Hello, we are No Such Thing as a Fish. We are a British podcast all about facts and trivia and everything interesting in the whole wide world.
We cover everything from pufferfish rectums to the moon to mangrove forest. What else do we do, James?
Oh, well, what about the fact that in 1936, a robot in California shot its inventor in the head?
There you go. If you're intrigued to hear more, peppered with some bad puns and some crude jokes, then check us out. We are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
My fact this week is that Andy Warhol would regularly have his wig cut by a barber and then return the following month wearing a new, longer wig.
Hello, we are No Such Thing as a Fish. We are a British podcast all about facts and trivia and everything interesting in the whole wide world.
We cover everything from pufferfish rectums to the moon to mangrove forest. What else do we do, James?
Oh, well, what about the fact that in 1936, a robot in California shot its inventor in the head?
There you go. If you're intrigued to hear more, peppered with some bad puns and some crude jokes, then check us out. We are No Such Thing as a Fish.